I thought it was a hard-fought win, John. I thought I told the guys in the locker room they should be really proud of themselves. They fought hard the whole game. It wasn't always pretty, but to come on the road and win a division game against a team that I think is playing pretty well right now, I think it's a good win. I'm very happy for the players and the staff in that locker room. Yeah, I thought we just came together. You know, George and I came together with the staff and just said, look, these are the plays that we need to run. Different running plays, different passing plays based on what they were doing. They have a very stout defense. I mean, they're very good on defense. They play very tough up front. They've got different coverages. It's not easy to prepare for, and we felt like we had better plays to go at them with in the second half, and they seemed to work out okay. I think it was we asked him, we talked to him a lot at halftime. You know, halftimes are short, but we were able to spend a lot of time with him just talking to him about reading the play, you know, how to read the play. Like, this is the coverage that they're playing. Let's make sure we're on the same page with how we want to read these passing plays and then try to get us into the right runs. And I thought he did that in the second half, did a really good job of that. Yeah, I mean, you know, he's a heck of a running back, one of the best running backs in the league. And, you know, he wanted the ball down there on fourth down. He told me, I'm scoring. So we went for it there. And I just thought he came up with some big runs, some third down runs again. You know, obviously he's doing a good job, and it's good to have him in there. Yeah, I mean, anytime you score like that in the NFL, you break some tackles and actually end up on the other side of where the intent of the play was supposed to go. It's a heck of a run.
Coach, with the win today, keeps you guys at 7-6, still in the playoff.
Yeah, it's very important. I think when you're playing games in December that really matter, that's really important. And I've heard it said a million times that, you know, really when you look at the December – schedule, you know that that's when you need to be playing your best football. And I'm not saying that this is our, you know, best football. I'm just telling you that we're fighting and we're playing pretty good complementary football, and very happy for the guys that they're playing meaningful games in December. Yeah, Andre, you know, he got hit there, and he suffered a concussion, and you know that was what happened there. Tough guy. Very tough individual.
In the second half, you mentioned the adjustments. You guys had that 17-play drive, the longest play drive of the season. That's going to really kind of get you guys in the swing of momentum.
Yeah, that was a good drive. There were some couple key third downs on that drive. You know, I felt like Fitzy did a good job on that drive getting us into the right play. I thought the guys blocked well up front on that drive. Give a lot of credit to the offensive line. I really think that they've improved over the last 3-4 weeks, you know, as a unit, and that was a really important drive for our football team. Yeah, Jerome, you're right. I thought about it, and I said, you know what, anytime I have an indecision about that, I want to take a timeout and think about it. And so I took the timeout, and I thought about it, and I knew that it was less than a yard, and I felt like we had a shot to get in. What more can you say? You know, the guy I said this to someone this week, you know, the guy really is a factor on every single play. You know, when you really watch the film closely, it's pretty neat to watch that on every single play he can affect the game, whether it's a batted pass, a sack, or tackle for a loss, or maybe they're running away from him and he chases it down. So, you know, once again, from the sideline view that I saw, he affected the game a great deal. We'll have to see how that goes, John, you know, in practice. But, you know, Andre being out is that's a tough thing, you know, because he's a good football player. But, you know, whether it's Keyshawn or whoever it is, you know, Posey, whoever it is going to have to step up and take that spot.
Keyshawn made some big plays on the punt return.
He did. I was glad to see that for him. You know, he's worked really hard on that this year. And, you know, he does a good job of fielding the punt, which is difficult in itself. Does a really good job of that. And today he had a nice return there that I thought helped our team a lot.
You said that Arian had a hand in that play call. Oh,
yeah. Yeah, he's got a unique style, you know, a very unique style, the way he runs. He's tough. He's 230 pounds. He can catch the ball. He's got very, very good quickness. It's almost deceiving. You know, he glides. You know, he's one of those guys that you're not sure when you first see him, like, how fast is this guy? And how quick is this guy? But then he's real fast and he's real quick. It's just, you know, a lot of us are jealous of him because of how easy he makes it look sometimes, you know. But he's a heck of a player. And, you know, this is the time of year when we really need him. And he's been in there the last 2 weeks, and that's a good thing for our team.
You guys have had several wins this season, the Bills game, the Redskins game, kind of messy wins. You had to gut it out, grit it out. As the season's gone by, you guys have gotten a little tougher and tougher, and you got that mentality you want.
Yeah, these guys practice hard, Brian. I mean, they really do. They put a lot of time into practice. You know, I feel really good for them. They put a lot of work into this thing. You know, if you go all the way back to when we first got here, we've asked them to really work hard because we don't feel like, I know this is a cliche, but we don't feel like there's any substitute for that. And, you know, however you guys term the win, all I know is that when you win in this league, it is an awesome feeling because it's very difficult to win in this league, and I don't care who you're playing. It's a very, very difficult league to win in. That's the way it's set up. It's an 8-8 league. And right now, we're one game above 500 and still in the hunt. So that's a good thing for our football team, and I know our guys are very happy about that.
Can you talk about going to Indy?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's a very, very good football team, great quarterback, good defense. This organization has not won in Indianapolis, and that's a big thing. We've got to go up there and play a really, really good football game in order to win. We've got to have a great week of practice and do extra, whatever it takes to prepare because, you know, they've got a great coach in Chuck Pagano and a really, really good football team. And, you know, it's a big challenge for us, but I know our guys are very excited about it.
Is it part of what makes JJ as crazy is that, you know, with all the creative ways people try to block him, he doesn't let that stuff frustrate him and he doesn't want to be?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, you know, Tanya, I think we're creative in how we use them. You know, we move them around quite a bit, and then teams are, as the season goes on, you know, you have a lot of different games to look at as far as to try to track how we use them. And I think Romeo and the staff, Bill Kolar, have done a really good job of moving him around. And teams do a good job of making sure that he's blocked in different ways. And JJ's never – he doesn't get frustrated. He just keeps plowing ahead, and he's a relentless player, and – he just knows that every play, like he says, is an opportunity to make a play and help the team, and that's a great attitude. Sometimes I don't know. I'll have to watch the film, but I think sometimes maybe they're reading him in the zone read option concept, or maybe they're thinking about trapping him or flash blocking him or booting away from him. So one of the things that's tough to do against him though is to run away from him because he's the best player I've personally seen in this league on the backside of plays. He tracks more plays down from the backside than I've ever seen. I mean, it's unbelievable. So, but however they figure out how to block him, it's a tough chore. Which is a huge part of our game plan. This team, Jacksonville, Gus's team, they had caused 16 fumbles this year, 6 in the last 2 games. They've had interceptions. And we felt like the number one key on offense was to not turn the ball over, and that if we were able to create some turnovers on defense, we would have a real good shot to win the game. So taking care of the ball was a big part of our game plan.
Thank you.